Proclamation number 7863 of 2nd of April, 1961. Original light from eternity. Jesus Christ. My spirit has become effective in you when you enable me to speak to you, when I convey my word to you and you hear it in your heart as my direct address. And this word shall convey the truth to you which you need in order to become blissfully happy. Everything you need to know will be announced to you through the voice of the Spirit. For as long as I cannot teach you myself, you are blind in spirit, that is, you are without all knowledge, you are without inner light. But I am the original light from eternity, and all beingness which has emerged from me shall move in this light, otherwise it cannot be blissful. Thus I let my light emanate into infinity. I radiate through all beingness which does not oppose me. I let my light shine down to earth. I guide it to people who are lightless at the beginning of their embodiment. I guide them into truthful knowledge which also explains their existence on earth and which provides them with information about the meaning and purpose of their life. And this knowledge means light for them, which emanates from the eternal light and also leads back to the eternal light again. This knowledge is very extensive, for it encompasses my entire plan of salvation, it encompasses the work of my creation, the apostasy of the created and its return to me. It is an act of my greater than great love for you that I convey this knowledge to you. That I give you a light again, you who once rejected this light and thereby became darkened in spirit. But you shall not remain in this darkness forever, and therefore I myself want to illuminate your earthly path on which you can return to me again. If you know about your past apostasy from me, about your original sin, which was the reason why you once had to walk the earth as a human being, then all other knowledge will also become understandable to you. And when I myself can impart this knowledge to you through the voice of the Spirit, then you will have already come considerably closer to me, then you will have already separated yourselves from the one who once dragged you down with him to the abyss. You have then established the bond with me, otherwise I would not be able to speak to you. You have become free, you have escaped the adversary's power, you have consciously turned to me, your will desires me again, from whom you once took your departure. And you are able to set yourselves free because the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ helped you to do so, without whom it would never be possible for you to become free from Satan's bondage. And the knowledge of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is the strongest light which shines to you through my love, for it determines your beatitude. You must be permeated by this light, for as long as you are without knowledge of the great act of mercy of the man Jesus, you will walk along in darkened spirit and be unable to recognize another light. For in Jesus Christ I myself, the original light from eternity, descended to earth in order to dissolve the darkness, in order to kindle a light of love in people's hearts which illuminated their path upwards. All of you humans will come to a crossroads on your earthly journey. And then you will be pointed to Jesus Christ and you will have to take the path to him, who died on the cross for you humans in order to redeem the original sin of your apostasy from me. My greater than great love will try to provide you all with the knowledge about him. I will also give you all a light beforehand by trying to enlighten you about Jesus and his mission. But first this light has to find nourishment in yourselves and light up into a bright flame. You yourselves must turn to him of your own free will. And then your return to me is also assured, who myself in Jesus accomplished the work of salvation on the cross. In the darkness of spirit you lack all knowledge, and darkness of spirit is when my adversary tries to push you away from the light, when he prevents you from working with love, because love is the light from eternity. And therefore I will only ever stimulate you into loving activity and do so through the voice of conscience as long as I cannot address you directly. But my spiritual spark in you expresses itself very quietly for the time being, so that only a small help is given to you. And your will then decide. And when it is decided in favor of me, then my light will shine ever brighter in it. It will recognize Jesus Christ, it will recognize me in him, and never ever will it fall back into darkness, for my light will draw it upwards. In the light it will recognize the path and reach its aim. He unites with me forever. Amen.